Okay, today we begin Siman Kuf Tezvav. We're going to learn the dinim of Chol HaVakim. There are three se'ifim in Kuf Tezvav. It's important for you to know that each sif is sort of its own siman. Sif Aleph is the din of milk. Sif Beis is the din of cheese. And Sif Gimel is the din of butter. Three different se'ifim, each has its own halacha. Of course, it's going to be fun at the end to talk about yogurt and cottage cheese and cream cheese and see if that fits in with the rules of milk or the rules of butter or the rules of cheese. Basically, milk is the din of Chol of Yisrael, cheese is much more chamor, and butter is much more kal. That's basically the din of Chol Yisrael we're going to have in Sif Aleph today. Next week we're going to learn that gevina, cheese, is much more chamor, and the week after we're going to learn that butter is much more kal. And Tarav Adas, all the years that I was in the dorm, they served cholov stam butter. They had two trays of butter, the cholov stam that they got from the government and the cholov Yisrael, which they had to pay for. And the reason is that we are going to see that on Chema, there's really no halacha of cholov Yisrael, which we're going to see in Sif Gimel, I guess, today. There is a qualification because they put whey in nowadays and flavoring the whey. Yes, yeah. So we'll get to that. And but today we're going to deal just with Cholov Akum, which is Sif Aleph, and with the basic discussion of Cholov Akum. As soon as you talk about Cholov Akum, everyone thinks of Ramesh's Heter, and we're going to try to learn it intelligently. Beseder, Ramesh has three simonim on it, so it's not just a question of relying on the government, finished, which would be a five-line tshuva, but it's a lot more complicated. The main nidain in the lumdis of Sif Aleph is the question of the seder of the takana of Chol of Akum. As you know, Chazal made a takana that Cholov has to be milked in the presence of a yid in order to be mutter. Now that's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Eil Dvarim Shemutarim Bachil Mutarim Bahanav Asurim Bachila. Mishnah Daf Lamed Hey in Avodah Zarah, and the Mishnah says Cholov Shechol Bayakum, and the Gemara says My Taima. The Gemara says because of the Chashash Iruv Davar Tameh. So that is the original Takana. It's not a suffix. The Vada Yisod Rabbanan. Not a Safdar, well, we can, it might also be a Safdar Aysa, but it's a Vada Yisod Rabbanan. Right. Now, in the case of Gevinas Akum, as we're going to see, the Takana was made with a light plug. Gevinas Akum is not because of a chshad of milk of a tummy animal. It's because of the agent that's used to cause the milk to turn to cheese. Now, one second. So the chashash is because of the milk that's used to make it turn into cheese. Chazal made a gzeira because they might use kevas nevela. They might use the non-kosher agent to cause it to rennet to make it cheese. Chazal were geiza. The Gemara says beferish. Even if you know for sure that they caused the milk to turn to cheese using asavim, using something that grows, it doesn't matter. It's a light plug. The chishash gevinas akum is a light plug. If you go out and buy any non-kosher cheese, any cheese without a hechsher, it's vada yisur. It has nothing to do with Ramesh's heter. If you go out and buy no kosher cheese, it's vada non-kosher. That is no machloikis. Gevinas akum was made with a light plug. Even when you go out, they sell ha'olam cheese and Miller's cheese. They're both made with, they're both Gevinas Yisrael. Just which milk do they use to make the cheese? Ha'olam, they use Chol of Yisrael milk. And Miller's, they use Chol of Stam milk to turn it into cheese. But in the process of turning it into cheese, that is no question that there's a yidir, or else it's not kosher. Interestingly enough, our milk comes from farms in New Jersey, and our cheese comes from farms in Wisconsin. Now, you may ask, doesn't it come from the same cows? Why don't they have the same cows make cheese and make milk? And the answer is, we're going to see when we learn about it, fresh milk. The answer is that they feed the animals in a way to increase the buttermilk content when it's made for cheese. And they get paid for the milk. When the milk arrives in the factory where they're making it to cheese, they take a sampling from the truck. And they're paid based on the percentage of butterfat which is in the milk, which is good for the cheese. Now that, as I said, we're going to get to when we talk about cheese. What's going to get to us is that cheese is definitely a loy plug. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says, afilu, you know for sure that they used asavim, that they did it with grass. It's still aser because of loy plug. The big question that everybody tumbles about, and this is nothing, this is before Rav Moshe, everyone tumbles about this since 500 years ago. The question is Chalav Akum Oloi Plug Takana? Is it an absolute takana that any milk that's milked by a guy is usur, period? And there's no, it's not enough to know that all the cows in the, all the animals in the Medina that are milked are all cows? Or was the original takana made without a light plug? That if you know, then it's good. And that's the machlokes that we're going to learn now. We'll start with the mechaber, because the whole svaris hamachlokes turns on the lashon of the mechaber. Cholav shechol bayev kechavim ve'en Yisrael ro'ehu asa shemei yirav v'cholav tamei. Easy enough. A guy milks it without a Jew observing it, it's asur. Shema yirav v'davar tamei. Haya chaylev bebeisai. The Yisrael Yoshim Mibachutz. If the guy is milking in his home, it doesn't have to be in his home, in his barn. The Yisrael Yoshim Mibachutz. And a yid is sitting outside, he's outside the door. Im Yadua Shein Leidavatami Be'edrei. Mutter. The Jew saw the only things that went into the barn were cows. So he knows that there's no Tamei Dika animal there. Mutter Afilu Eina Yisrael Yachalirais Bishashahu Chaylev. Even though the Jew cannot see at the time that he's milking, if he knows that only kosher animals went in, that's adequate. That's a braisa. Nobody argues with this. The question is how to interpret this din. You could interpret it two ways. You could say, aha, we see from here that it's not a loy plug. Because Chazal said the Jew has to watch the milking. And yet they said that if the Jew is standing outside the door and he just knows that only kosher animals went in, that that's good enough. So the Pri Chadosh argues, we see that it's not a loy plug. Because they didn't say a Jew has to observe the milking. They said that a Jew just has to know that there's no davar tamei there. So this is the marker of the Pri Chadosh's kula. The Pri Chadosh is the Reish HaMekilim in this inyan. He holds that the takara was not made with a loy plug. Venus Akum was a loy plug, but Chol of Yisrael, Chol of Akum is not a loy plug. And therefore, the Pri Chadosh writes, he was a Rav in Amsterdam, he writes that the minig in our city in Amsterdam is to use all the milk, even Nachal of Yisrael. And he says, "Ve'ein machmirim ba'yela hamedakti kebalim." He says, "There are some machmirim that are zohir in it, but by and large, the minig is to be mekel." And so, Zarim Moshe Pashtus, that Medina was all only cows. Now, the Archeilkim, the Kesef Mishnah says it was a light plug in Lukas Machalas Asuris, and the Radvaz quotes a Mordechai that holds it's a loy plug, and his raya is from exactly the same thing. It says, "Hayachaylev bebeisa v'Yisrael yashem b'chutz, im yidu Hashem le'dam etam ve'edrei mutter." So he makes a diuk. He says it's not enough im yidu Hashem le'dam etam ve'edrei. Why is it you have to be sitting outside? If you hold like the Pri Chadosh, it should be enough. It should be enough. You know that there's no Beimah Tamei in there. It doesn't say that. It says if Yisrael is Yeshiv Bechutz, and if you do a Sheyesh Yedava Tamei Be'Edrei Mutter. So it sounds like not a light plug. The taka, the original takana, they were makel. That if you're sitting outside, you don't have to see the milking. You could be sitting outside the door. But you need yediya. It's not enough a hashara. It's not enough the fact that you have an excellent umdana, an excellent estimation. You have to have yediya. You have to know. And since you have to know, you have to be sitting right outside the door. So it just turns out that both shittas make the deal in the same brisa, which is these three lines here in the Shulchan Aruch. Right. So for that, you don't need a takana to Rabbanan. Any kosher food that you eat, you have to know it's kosher. So why do you have beer without a hechsher? Why do you have schnapps without a hechsher? Because we assume that it's kosher. Here, you'd be right, Ben HaTorah. Here, the question is, when Chazal made a takana to Rabbanan, what is the lumdis of this takana to Rabbanan? Is it a like plug takana or not? Yediyah, as opposed to Hashara. If you're sitting here on Avenue S and we're tugging at our beards and saying, there are no camels that are being milked, there are no chafe animals being milked, so it must be cow's milk. Do we know it? We don't know it. But we're pretty confident that it is that way. We're pretty sure it is that way. But it's not a yediyah, it's a hashara. What? Is yira that mirtis that'll be caught? Maybe else mirtis we're going to see in the Ramah that it's not mashmitz of mirtis. Although if you look at shach dalid, it sounds like it is that way. All right, we have to just finish the mechaber. Now, as the question was, maybe here it's of mirtis. Let's finish the mechaber and we'll look at shach dalid. I'm going to come back to the bichadish. I just want to finish. If there are tummy animals in his flock, and the yid is outside and the guy is milking, the Jew can't see him while he's sitting. He can stand up at any moment and look. That's good enough. Because there's a mirtis. It has to be, he knows that the Chalav Tami is Asafi Yisrael. But it's enough, a mirtis, it's enough. The Hechsher doesn't have to be standing and looking every second. They could be in and out. And that's good. That's what Shach Dalet says. L'fiz Nira, fil yaitzev inichnes mutter, kivin the tamahu mishum de mirtis, achim rilu kamas amin kilches, kufof tes, etc. So what you're saying, that it's also mirtis, is good enough. So he's saying that to give a Hechsher, it's enough, a yaitzev inichnes, or sitting in a way you could see it. But in the previous case, even if you can't see it, if you're sitting outside, and presumably it means even if the door's locked, that there's no mirtis, still it's good enough because you know for sure.
Yeah,
to come from New York City to there, right? It's different. This is an active it's the way we imagine Yotzev Nichnes in the fake world, not in the real world.
Just to stand up, that's a very strong.
It's a real merit, to see, right? That's a Mashgiach in the building is walking around. That's what it is.
Don't suck it to here.
What?
Pull up to here.
They talk about that.
The Pri Chadash argue with the Mechaber?
The Pri Chadash is not arguing with the Mechaber.
The Mechaber is the guy who
keeps the whole. He holds that he's not arguing. He doesn't bring the Kesem Mishnah for some reason if he's the Mardechai, but he holds he's not arguing. Now, first of all, where
Yediyah? It says it's known.
Okay, again, if it's Yodua, is that good enough? The Pri Chadash says it says Yodua is good enough. The Radvaz, the Mardechai says it says Yodua is not good enough. Because it says, "If you do Hashem Davatame, you still need Yisrael Yashem Bechutz." Why didn't Yisrael Yashem Bechutz? We should check his Eder, see he has no treif animals, and go home for the day. And we know he has. That's Yedua. That should be enough.
But
he says it's exactly. That's the machlokes. From somewhere else, you mean? Maybe he's going to bring in, if the Jew goes away, he's going to bring it in then. He'll wait till he leaves.
He doesn't have it within a day.
So maybe that's why it says he has to be sitting outside. Okay, maybe that's an answer. Where the guy is milking. The location of the milk. He was milking in his home. The edra, in his corral. Yeah, presumably he can't fit them all in his house. He brings it one at a time. No, but then it doesn't help. Then he has to go into the house and check. No, if he has a davar tummy in the house, it's not mistabber that if there may be a davar tummy in the house, the Ramah is going to say you have to check the bucket. The Ramah is going to say you have to check the bucket beforehand. So you certainly have to check the house.
Is that normally where you
milk that? Of course, of course.
You don't milk it in the barn?
If you have a barn, you milk in the barn. If you have
that.
It means the base is opposed to base Yisrael. The father's that base is opposed to. It says, Hoya Chayla the base. So you can't tell me he wasn't milking in the house. Hoya Chayla the base.
In any case, it's clear you're relying upon. You don't see the cow. That's clear.
You don't see. So the question is whether Hash. Again, the Shaila is, are you relying on your Hashara or are you relying on your Yediya? That is the dispute here between the two sides. Hashara means an estimate. It means nobody was ever in that place. Just we say in America, who has camels? We don't know. We just assume.
But it said, but you do wish you, that it didn't happen to Ned White. So
that means he knows.
You're relying upon the Yedua. So if you didn't see it, you didn't need to worry about the Ned White.
So that's a right to be machmir, because even Yedua, it says you have to be sitting there. That's the right to be machmir. Yedua is machmir, like you say.
You still
have to be machmir.
Right.
You checked his house before he brought this up.
You're starting a conclusion and working backwards, because what you tell me is usually logical. Here it comes. It doesn't say Yedua Mashiach. It says the words. Look at the words. It says Yedua Sheim Leidavatama Be'edra. It doesn't say Yedua. He's talking about the Eder. He's saying in his flock, he knows he has no kosher animals. That's what he's saying. And you still need Yashim Mechutz. I don't know what you're saying. And still you need Yashim Mechutz. So it's a Raya Lahachmir. What you're saying is a Raya Lahachmir. If Yedua means what you're saying, why does it say Yashim Mechutz? I apologize. Anyway, let me tell you just the sheetas. First of all, on the page, you have a Yad Ephraim on the bottom. It's very short, but you're going to have to turn two pages. Chol Shechol Bayakum, Ayin Berheita Tashbats. Chol of Shechol Voy, you have to go two sides to the continuation of the Yad Ephraim. Oyve Kechavim, Ve Yisrael Re'eyu. Einoi Mishum Takana V'geder. Alas Feke Deraisim, Mishum Turuv Eschol V'tamei. So here, the Yad Ephraim says B'feirish like the Mekilim, like the Prichadash. The Yad Ephraim says Beferish, it's not a takana, it's just a hechsher. It's not a takana, it's a chashash of a safik deraisa. So the Yad Ephraim is the machmir on the page. We'll see in a minute some cipher being. The Yad Ephraim rather is the mekel. Yad Ephraim is the mekel. He says it's not a takana. We'll see some cipher in a moment. Just to give you a rundown of the list of paiskim that weigh in on this. The Prichadash, as I said, is Meikel. The Yad Ephraim is Meikel. The Pritayar, which is the Archaim HaKadosh, Pirish and Yerodei, is also Meikel. The Machmirim include the two Gedalei HaPaiskim and Aruch HaShulchan, on Yerodei, the Chochma Sodom, and the Aruch HaShulchan. Chochma Sodom is Machmir, even Mishas HaTchak, on this particular Shaila. Oh, the Aruch HaShulchan, I wanted to bring to you to read his very sharp language. He has extremely sharp language on this inyan. If you want, it should be there when you're Yerodei Chelek Aleph, the Aruch HaShulchan.
Which way is the sharp?
He's sharp at Gim L'chumra. Characteristically sharp. There's some Seifer, the Reb Yitzchak Chanan, the Ber Yitzchak, and the Chuvis Melamed L'Hoyol. So I'm aware of five And Ramosha. Ramosha's machmir also on this machlaikis. It's a mistake. Ramosha's machmir. He says that it's a takana with a light plug. Ramosha's cooler, we'll talk about in a minute. We'll see the Shach and Taz in a minute. I don't think the language is so clear, but we'll see the Shach and Taz. The Aruch HaShulchan's language, and you know the Aruch HaShulchan is he's sometimes very tough on the Machmirim. He's not usually so tough on the Mekilim. But his language here, Nisparu l'fidas kol rabbi seinu shavanu, afil b'mukam yis l'shchiach klal dover tamei b'yir, b'yifin she'en chashash shatur v'schol av tamei, m'kam hakim osir, k'shi Yisrael lo yomar al kaponim b'chutz, b'shasa chaliva, or she'he yaitzev v'nechnes, or if he goes in and out. So then he brings the loy ke'echad megedaylei ha'achrayinim. He doesn't even give him the courtesy of saying who he is. He says the loy ke'echad megedaylei ha'achrayinim she'herech b'zeh lo ha'kol ishtes cholov shalahem b'makim she'ein dover tamei or she'o yorochik ha'metzias she'yachloivu es ha'tamei or she'cholov tamei b'yayker. The Pichadosh argues if cholov tamei is more expensive, why should we be chayshish? We had by wine that if wine's more expensive and not chayshish, they mix it in. Because Ramesh is also Machmir, he still has a cool in America. So it's not to do with Haagen Dazs. This has to do with being Makel because you hold it's a light plug. And then he brings, and he, I don't know if you heard this, Liesa Se'ei Savar Lucha Echa Kol Dibre Seinu Rabbi Seinu Akdashim Hem Kagach Leyesh. Now, I'll read to you what he brings. And my Rai is not so much from the story he brings, but from the fact that the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't bring stories, would bring a story. He brings Mashes Vada Lefanai Belev Nishbar B'Yais Yeshav Akisei Rav B'Ir Plainis. Says a Rav in a certain city, and one of the people in the city came to me. Shechem Abalabatim Achashuvim Disham Haynoig Heter B'Davar B'Yais Echutz Lebeis Habir Agadayla B'Medina. He traveled on business. He was Mekel on the Cholav of a guy. B'Yashav Tadisham La'Sakav. He went there for business. Heavy cream. Opposite the hotel was a Starbucks, and they bought it. Where does such a small store get so much heavy milk, heavy cream? So he went and he asked them, where do you get so much? I go and I buy brains of animals, and I melt it into regular milk, cook it together, and that is my fatty milk. And now they realize they ate not only treifis, also basa b'chalav. All right, a story happened. There's a story passed in halachas. You don't pass halachas from a story, but the Aruch HaShulchan brings it. He adds an interesting yisayid. He says, "Kach b'kublani, shekol gzeres chachamim, levad taimam anigla yesh oid harbe tamim kemusim shele gilu aysam." That aside from the many from the reasons that are revealed, there are also hidden reasons. We know that the gezeris don't appear to us to be so consistent. Sometimes there were chayshish with great chashashes for things, and sometimes there were saimach on kulis. He says that there were tamim kemusim, there are added reasons, he means specifically for all of Israel, and therefore he adds this as a reason to be machmir. He adds parenthetically, "Ubiyichud shemati sheba America yesh rabbi miyuma sheshoysim cholov chazir." I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know 100, 120 years ago, but But you know for sure, you're just assuming that it wasn't. How do you know? But how do you know it was unprofitable 120 years ago? So what did they do with the Milchaz and Milk? They just threw it down the drain, or they missed it with the Mirgil?
To do it on economically.
No, not economically. He has a regular milk factory. He's a farmer. He has milk, and he has the milk. He has cow's milk, and he has some other milk. He's going to pour it down the drain.
Where does he get some?
From his people raise chazerim. They don't get bacon from cows. We'll get the cheese. That's why I told you when we started. Cheese is separating, and you're right. Anyway, I'm not telling you that you're passing from a story. If someone tells you a story that he filed Takanas Chazal and it was treif anyway, so okay, you don't pass it from the story. But Tarcha Shulchan felt strongly about it. Yes. You need simin echad. It says later, we're going to have him in Kufyut Ches, that milk needs a simin, which is also one of the rayas l'chumra, that they put a simin on the Chol Yisrael trucks. They put a simin, yeah. Yeah, don't. Sure they do, of course. They put a simin there, and all of Sherem have tape and simon on things. It's the way things are done. What? Chavis needs two simonim, and the other things he wants.
Now, what is simonim?
No. The things that are in two simonim are chatichas dag, basar, yayin, tchelas. Those are the four things that Chazal made at Takona need two simonim. Tchelas. So we don't have tchelas. Many of us don't have tchelas. Those four things are need two simonim. Absolutely. And we're going to get to that. We're going to learn that, I guess, after the summer. But the other things need one simon. But they have a simon. At any rate, this is the machlokes, because I'm not saying absolutely this or absolutely that. We still have to learn the Chassam Sefer. If you're ready for this, you got to hear the Chassam Sefer. You have to turn two pages to get to it. And if you have tainus on it, hold your fire. The Chassam Sefer says something a little wild. Listen to what he says. What? It's Sifkat and Gimel in the Pesachei Tshuva, which is printed on the third side of this, where the Ephraim ended. Pesachei Tshuva Gimel. That's after Pesachei Tshuva Beis and before Pesachei Tshuva Dalet. The most prints. Okay. Now again, I'd like just to start by reminding you, the Mekel is the Prichadash, the Machmir said is the Mardechai. Now the Radvaz brings the Mardechai who's Machmir. But the understanding of some Sefer is that the Radvaz himself is Mekel. And that's why he calls the Radvaz and Prichadash to be the names of the Mekelim. And listen to this, don't start screaming at the Sam Sefer. Let him finish talking. Okay? I am B'tshuva Sam Sefer. The brackets, right? I'm sure some Sefer Simakov Zayin. Sheherich Lehebi Rayis, the Chol of Neser Beminion, Kiyayin Neser. He brings Rayis to be Machmir. That Chol of was Neser Beminion, and it's a loy plug. Mishumachi Gambe Mekoimis Dein Shum Cheshash Chol of Tame. Even in countries where there's no possibility of Cheshash or Chol of Tame, Kol Shein Yisrael Reyeh, who also at the loy Kad Radvaz, Upri Chadash. That part is fine. He holds the Chumra. Yamekim, they're Machmir. Even if it's true that the halacha is like the Radvaz, kivar kiblu aviseinu aleihem kaisei deya de machmir. The minute Klal Yisrael has been like the machmirin, va'osur al bnei ashkenaz medina, and min adin the ashkenazim have to be machmir. Ve'ein lo yhatara, v'korav be'einai l'neded ayraisa. And it seems to me that if Klal Yisrael is mekabel et al tzaminik, that should have a din of a deraisa tzaddik neder. V'hainu, listen to this. Im halacha kar radvaz lohakel, if the halacha is like the radvaz to be mekel, then he says this milk is awesome in a tayr. Because then why are we machmir al tzaminik tayr, which has a din of a neder? Achim ikar adin lesser, einenu neder. If the ikadin is ta'aser, then it's not a neder. Allahu oiva avaryim bisadrabanam. Nimsa chumray kulay. So listen to what he's saying. This is wild. He says, if you're paskin like the like the machmirim, then it's a sidraban. If you pass like the mekilim, so then those who klai Yisrael, he says, well, noyik, to be makban a chol of Yisrael, after chumra, so chumra that you noyik three times, becomes a neder, then it's an isadai raisa. So if you hold like the radfas and the prichadash, then it's also an atayra, it's neder. And if you hold like the all the machmirim, then it's an isadraban and of chol of akum. Isn't that a wild thing to say? I can only read the words. I don't understand it. Elayat Torah means because a meaning a neder that has a mocker in halacha is Elayat Torah. That's why you have to mefar the neder. A neder that's an inyan shel mitzvah siyag, it has no hatara. So it has no. I guess if it would be a private neder, if a person becomes bar mitzvah, he doesn't have to do it because he has no nedarim. Actually, from when he's 12, he doesn't have to be zayir because he never made the neder. What's a klal yisrael neder? I'm not sure what that is, but okay. Anyway, it happens to be the Satmar Rebbe has a tshuva about this some cipher, and he's matmiya on this neder business. He says that he argues that it doesn't have a din neder. It's an interesting tshuva in the Divrei Yael, which I happened to bump into it one time. But at any rate, the Chassam Sofer clearly felt very strongly about this particular topic. So enter Rav Moshe. Where's Rav Moshe coming from? Rav Moshe begins his three tshuvas on Chelak Aleph HaGeradeya, tshuva Mem Zayin, Mem Ches, Mem Tes. He has many subsequent tshuvas in which he talks about it. It's worth noting that whatever people say stories about Rav Moshe, in every printed tshuva he writes, even the three consecutive tshuvas, he ends each one by telling people that it's good to be machmer. But Mikra Din, he's talking about why he explains why he's megel, and his explanation is as follows. In the argument of Loi Plug, Rav Moshe says Loi Plug. It's an absolute takan. However, Rav Moshe has a chiddush which he writes in a number of his tshuvas that have nothing to do with Chol of Yisrael. Rav Moshe has the aside that Eidei Yediya are as good as Eidei Riyah. Let me explain what that means, Eidei Yediya and Eidei Riyah. The place where this usually starts from is the Shaila regarding witnesses at a chuppah, and they're Eidim, and they see the ring in the chassan's finger, they see the kala's finger stuck out, they hear and say, hurry up, mekudeshesli. And then, usually it's the photographer that steps in the way and steps out, and then they see it on her finger. They did not see him put the ring on her finger. But they're Eidei Yediya. They know for certain that he put it on her finger. Nothing else could possibly have happened in that moment that was missing. Now, to be sure, there was a certain amount of argument over whether this particular case is good. Eidei Yediya, b'lei Eidei Riyah. Rav Moshe, the tshuva holds the following. He says, those who hold in the case of Kedushin, Eidei Yediya, b'lei Eidei Riyah is good, will hold that way all the time, except by Dinei Nefashis. You know, you just finished Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, Rav Shimon ben Shatach saw somebody with a knife running after someone else, he ran into the building after him, he saw the fellow stabbed, he said, he swore, and blood on the knife, he said, hey, there's nobody here except for us, but what should I do? You need Eidei Riyah. So Rav Moshe writes, that's only by Dinei Nefashis. That you need Eidei Riyah. By all other dinim, including Arayas, you don't. And he brings a few Rayas. One easy Raya he brings. Hein hein Eidei Yichud, hein hein Eidei Bia. If a man's Mekadish or a woman with Bia, if they do a Yichud, L'shem Bia, if Stami Yichud, we all said it was a Bia. But if they say that they're going into Yichud to do a Bia, L'shem Kedushin, the Eidim only have to know the Yichud, they don't have to see the Bia. That's Eidei Yediya, below Eidei Riyah. Rav Moshe has an additional makar in a tshuva based on a Gemara and Ksubis. The Gemara and Ksubis says that Rava was sitting in a dintaira. I think it's Daf Nun Dalet, and the psak in the dintaira was that the nitva had to swear. His wife was, I think, Yalta, was Rav Nachman's daughter. His wife came in, and his wife, Rav Chista's daughter, I'm sorry. His wife came in and whispered to him, don't let that guy swear, he's a liar. So Rava turned around And he said, you can't swear, we'll be mahapach the shvuah on the other side. The other side swears. The Gemara in the same moment goes on. Another story. Someone came in front of Rava. Rava passed him, you have to swear. Rav Papa whispered to Rava, he said, don't let that guy swear, he's a liar. Rava said, you're an Eid Echad. Can't rely on an Eid Echad to pass a little person from shvuah. And he let him swear. So the Gemara says, Loite hey, Rav Papa, kibas Rav Chista. Rav Papa's not good enough, is not as good as your wife. I guess he's not in front of the wife. So the Gemara answers. The way Rav Moshe is masba, the answer is as follows. He said, Rava didn't know if Rav Papa lies or tells the truth. He knew Rav Papa is a big Talmud Chacham, he has a great reputation. I'm sure he never lies. Did he know? He didn't know. Do you and I know that Rabbi Yosha never lies? We don't know. We assume based on everything we heard about him. He said, that's a undina. That's a hashara. Yediya is when you personally know something. He says that Rava knew 100% his wife never lies. He was married to her. I don't know how many years by then, but he was married to her for a long time. He knew he had a yediya that she doesn't lie. If she told him something, he had a yediya that it was so. Rav Papa, he didn't have a yediya. He didn't live with Rav Papa. He met Rav Papa in the Beis Medrash. Does he know what Rav Papa does outside? He doesn't know. So Rav Moshe holds that yediya is good enough. B'makim, Eide yediya is good enough as Eide Riya. Everywhere except for Dina Nefashis. From this, he has a shaila there about someone in Russia, an elderly couple in Russia, when Moshe was still there, who were from, and their children were communists. Their children were not from. And they lived with their children. They asked Rav Moshe if they could rely on the children for kashrus. Of course you can't. They're not the shomer kashrus themselves. They told Rav Moshe that they know for certain the children would never serve them treif. They respect them, and they honor their wishes. Rav Moshe writes to them, if you have yediya, even if you don't have riya, he says, oh, I can't eat there. I don't have yediya. But if you know for certain, you could rely on it. Now, when did I first see this tshuva? We had two boys upstairs who became from. Their parents had come from Russia. And they asked me a shaila if they could eat at home. Because they're makban on kashrus, and their parents, Baruch Hashem, today are, but that time were not. Could they rely on their parents? So it's the irony of things is that the same Shiloh Rav Moshe's Truva 50 years earlier, the parents were, or 70 years earlier, the parents were the ones who were from, and the children were not, and you relied on Yediyah. And here it was the flip side. It was the children that were from, and the parents, and they felt that the parents were trustworthy, and that they could rely on the parents. They used the same heter. In Shemayim, who knows if it's the same children and parents, grandparents, great grandparents, you know, that asked the Shiloh in Luban, it would be. Wouldn't surprise me, but at any rate, that's Rav Moshe's Yisoid Gadol, and he uses it in many tshuvas, that Eide Yediya is good. I, by Kedushin, is a machlaikis. It should be at least a machlaikis. Rav Moshe has a beautiful teretz. He says, really, Eide Yediya is good enough. Why by Kedushin is it a machlaikis? Remember, by Kedushin, you need Eides L'Kiyume. Eides L'Kiyume means, at the time of the Kedushin, even if we know there was a Kedushin, if there were no witnesses, they're not married. Right? If a man and woman come in and they both admit that there was a Kedushin, they're not married. You need Eidus at the time to make it be Chal. So Rav Moshe says the Machloikis in the case where the photographer steps in and steps out, there it's a Machloikis because the Eidim became Eidim a second later. At the time the ring was put on, they didn't have a Yediyah. A second later, when they saw it on the girl's finger, then they became Eidi Yediyah. The Machmirim, they are Machmir, because they say, B'shas Kedushin, there was no Eidi Yediyah. The second he let go of the ring, no one knew. A second later, they saw the ring on her finger, and then they knew. So Rav Moshe says, there's a Machloikis. But if you have Eidi Yediyah, B'shas Maisa, Eidi Yediyah is adequate, just like Eidim, and it works. Based on this chiddush of Rav Moshe, that Eide Yediya is good, Rav Moshe says that in the United States, where the government enforces consumer protection, and there are fines for places that mix other things in, Rav Moshe writes that it's called a Yediya. The government supervision is called a Yediya, that we know for certain that it's good. Yediyah is like Riyah. There's no difference. Yediyah and Riyah is good. Not an umdina. If you estimate things based on logic, that's a Raya. That's call it a Hashara, an estimation, or an umdina. But this Ramesha holds is Yediyah. Now, in the second Shuvah, they wrote that the fine is only between $25 and $100. Why do these companies care? Ramesha writes back, it's not true. Companies are aware of their record. They don't want to have on their record that things were mixed in. People are not going to want to buy it. And companies are afraid. And therefore, Rav Moshe holds that that's called Yediyah.
How could it be any bigger Yediyah than if you have
Bedri is not at all a Yediyah. It's just an estimation that he didn't bring milk from anywhere else and he only took from his Eder. It's not a knowledge that he milked only from his Eder. We say logically, why would he milk from any place else? If he can milk from his Eder, why would he milk from anywhere else? Okay, it's logical, but you don't know for certain. Ramesha holds that the government's pikuach is good. Now, what happened when Reagan became president is that he saved a lot of money by cutting back inspectors on everything. I think there were 3 inspectors for all the farms in the East Coast at his time. So Obama's coming back and he's putting inspectors in for everything again. So he's helping the Chol Yisrael situation. But the fact is that that's Ramesh is cooler. Now really, if you are making L'chol of Akum, L'chol of Stam, you really gain from today's shir. Because what you learned here today is you have two tzirufim to be makel. Because the Prichadash is makel, period. Everyone agrees the Prichadash is makel. And the Radvaz and the Pritayar, he's makel. Well, he's zecha makel. What you're learning today is that it's not Ramesha comes with a second cooler. Ramesha says, don't rely on the Prichadash. We don't pass on the Prichadash. Ramesha says, I have a second reason to be makel. So in effect, it turns out that you have 2 tamen to be makel. But the bottom line remains that the Prichadash's heter is rejected by most of the Paiskim that we live off. I mean, no Paiskim that passed like the Prichadash in the last 150 years. The Paiskim Achrayim that don't rely on the Prichadash, including Rav Moshe. And if you're being Mekel, you're being Simach of Rav Moshe. As I think I mentioned in the past, in Europe, I don't know what the matzav is with government inspections, but in Europe, there's nobody is makel on the stam milk in Europe, in Switzerland, in Belgium, in England, in France. They don't know such a kula. And I was for a wedding in Switzerland once. I was in Zurich, and I came for a wedding. And they put me in a home. And I'll tell you the truth, the owner of the home wore a kippah serugah, which I still trusted as kashrus, but in America, kippah serugah usually means you're not makben achal v'Yisrael. So at breakfast, I asked him, are you makben achal v'Yisrael? And he was very insulted. He didn't know what's going on in America. He was very insulted. He was very angry at me. And I found out later why he's angry, so I spoke to him. I explained to him that in America, it's different. And once I started speaking to him, I saw how upset he was. He said, you know what I do for achal v'Yisrael? We don't have milk in Switzerland, Chol Yisrael milk. We get it from France. We get it twice a week. When we get it, it's quite old. And we have to freeze some of it, and some days we don't have milk because it spoils. And we get it twice a week, and that's it. And we go out of our way for Chol Yisrael. And here you're asking me if I'm makna Chol Yisrael. You know, he was very, very upset by it. So at least, I don't know what the metzius is with government regulations in Europe. I have no idea. But at least they're not... What? Prichadash holds that an umdin is good. There's no light plug. Right. And Ramesha holds that Yediyah is. It's not, because if you read in the newspapers that there are no camels, no treif animals in this whole country, they ban treif animals, that would be an umdina. That's an umdina. If the government banned it and inspected, it would be a Yediyah. But if you just heard, like we all heard, that there are no treif animals on cow farms. Today, it's not like the old-time farmers. Old-time farmers had the goats here, and the chazerim here, and the things here. Nowadays, it's not that way. Everything's a specialty. Like doctors, you know, this one knows how to heal the feet, and this one knows how to heal the heart. It's a specialty. The farms are the same way. So now, I don't think there's any chazerim in our milk. That's not the question. The question is what the original Seder had to come out. The other problem, yeah, I know.
That at a wedding,
so I'll tell you another tshuva of Ramesha. Listen to this one. It's really a tshuva for some cipher. The Chassam cipher has a great tshuva. And you remember, because I must have mentioned it. It has Musar and it has Halacha. The tshuva is from a Rav. The Rav writes him a letter. He traveled to the next town. They gave him a kibbutz of Mesidah Kedushin. He traveled to the next town, and he was Mesidah Kedushin. When he went up to the chuppah, he asked where they did Kedushin. They told the Rav, whoever you want. The Rav says, I called my Gabbai up, and I said, me and the Gabbai will be Eide Kedushin. And we made the chuppah. We danced, and we went home. He says, in the carriage, on the way home, he tells him, oh, my cousin's wedding was beautiful. He says, your cousin? He says, yeah, he's my cousin. You know, he's my cousin. So he writes a letter to some cipher. He says that it's a bizayin. I'm going to have to go back. You know, I came to the town. I'd go back and say it wasn't a wedding. It wasn't a Deshev Brazil of Atala. The whole thing was no good. It's a bizayin. You have a heter for me. That's what he writes to some cipher. Some cipher writes in his tshuva. He says, first of all, he says, it's not a bizayin. People make mistakes. It's a covid. You go back and you admit it. That's what he writes in the first part of the tshuva. That's the Musa Shabbat. And then he writes that it's a good Kedushin, because the reason you just said, he said there were 600, he'll say 600, there were hundreds of guests there, and they sat there, and they saw this fellow walk down, and the Kala walk down, and they decided the Kedushin go up, and they step back, and they said, Mazel Tov. So he said, everyone knows that he put a ring on her finger. So you have plenty of Eide Kedushin. So if you think you never got a kibbutz at a wedding, you've been Eidei Kedushin at all your weddings. And he says you have plenty of Eidei Kedushin and they're good. A Ramesh and a Tshuva writes the halacha is like the Sam Sefer, B'lai Shaila. That everyone, you have this Eidei Kedushin. So he said, Atem Eidei, I designate these two to the exclusion of everyone else. So this really answers the old question. What does it mean I designate these two to the exclusion of anyone? Who gives you a right to designate witnesses? What's a witness? You don't own witnesses. Witnesses are impartial people. You say, I'm designating these two witnesses to the exclusion of everyone else? Imagine, someone's going to murder someone. He'll say, I'm designating my relatives as Adam to the exclusion of everyone else. No one else could be Adam. That's ridiculous. The whole idea of designating Adam, which is a Shulchan Aruch, is that these two are a separate kat eidim. That these two, if you have a kat eidim, and one of them is a relative, nimtzechem and karvei pasul, they're all batal. So I want to ask someone a question. If you don't, let's say you have a father-in-law who doesn't want this wedding. He's upset with the wedding. So easy eitzah to him. Under the chuppah, he should watch it and have a mind to be an aid. It'll be nimtzechem and karvei pasul, and the condition will be batal. And everything's batal, because nimtzechem and karvei pasul. So we do. The halacha is you only say nimse echmi and karve apostle if they will mechaven to be a kat together. We designate these two as an exclusive kat. Other people could be eidim too, but these two are a kat to themselves, and they themselves say eidim. There's no nimse echmi and karve apostle. However, other people who see could be eidim too if they're ksherim. And therefore, good. If all 600 people are a kat, they are relatives there too. Yeah. So only a kat, it says in the Gemara, in one of two situations, those are learning makis, you're going to come to it. You're only a kat if either you're mechavin to be a eidim together b'shas riyah, or you're mechavin to be eidim together b'shas hagadas eidus. If at the time of the riyah you weren't mechavin to be eidim, ma'yasu shnayim v'echad, shnayim v'ach, sharo v'echad, shargas ha'nefesh. Just because they saw it, that doesn't mean anything. You have to be mechaven to be a group, either b'shas riyah or b'shas hagadah. And therefore, so again, you have this yisoid that eidei yediyah is good eidus. It's such a geshmaki yisoid. The eidim seeing it is not the nekuda. They have to know. They have to have knowledge that it happened. That's the reason by kedushin, and that's the reason by the story of Rava and his wife. And that's the reason in the case of trusting for kashrus, the fryer people, and that's the reason for Ramesh's hatter. Etameidai is we're afraid that these two will be mechavin to be eidim together with others who are there, and it will be in nimsemech and karav apostol. I think it's the only reason for etameidai. Maybe there's another reason I'm not aware of, but that's the only reason.
Good for nefashos, then?
Expression etameidai is not from here. Etameidai is something else. At the Meidai is by Hagada Chutz LeBezdin. If I meet you in the street, I say, you owe me money. You say, I do. And I bring witnesses. You could say, Mishata Yisibach, I was joking.
Right.
But if I tell two witnesses, Atem Eidai, and then you're Meida, that's a different concept. Yeah.
Well, why shouldn't the idea be also good for Dinah Reflexios?
Why? So Ramesha brings that there's a kosev of Vara. I don't know where it says Vara, but it says you need Ria. Some Ramesha brings a Gemara. I don't recall. Because there are no... Ramesha requires government inspections in order to have Eidei Yediyah. I don't know if Metzias in Europe. Maybe they don't have inspectors in Europe. I don't know. I have no idea why. I don't know if it's because they don't hold Ramesha's heter or because they hold it doesn't apply in Europe. If the government sends and
if the government is doing it, then
if the Metzias in Europe is the same as America, you're right, Allah would be the same. I don't know if the Metzias is or is not the same. Yeah, milk problem.
And I didn't want to drink the milk. And finally, I was by Shabbos by someone, by the
Bible. Yeah.
He says, I'm telling you, I know for a fact that the problem is checked in Costa Rica. He says, I know for a fact it was asked to me. I said, okay, maybe it is. But I still didn't want to.
Was it again milk or coffee?
No, that's only milk.
The milk for the coffee, I understand. Okay.
I didn't know what to do because I remember a lot of people said that milk only gives the help to the United States specifically. Yeah.
Because the Metzias of the United States is, you see, Ramesha writes when they argued that it's only a small fine, Ramesha argued that the companies are afraid. In America, people are very consumer conscious. If they caught, it would be in the front page of newspapers if they caught someone mixing a tray for milk. So people are afraid. In other countries, would it be on the front page? I don't know.
Companies get caught with all kinds of things and they come back.
All right, let's learn the Rama because we learned the basic lumdus of the simon. Let's do the Rama. Whereas like a papa, that's only an umdina, not a yadin. Let's learn the Rama. L'chatchilo tzarech li yasei Yisrael b'tchilas hachaliva. He's not an aid. He's not an aid. He just creates a knowledge on the part of Rava or creates knowledge on the part of the Jewish consumer. The person who knows, the yid who's buying the milk, knows that it's only milk. That's what Moshe said. Right, it's not that the government inspector is an aid, it's that we feel that the fear of inspection is the reason. Reb Yitzchak, this is what I was telling you before, that you have to see. It's not enough you assume. You have to actually look into the bucket, and you have to make sure that there's no milk that's tamei. V'nogla hachmir shalayachla b'kli shadakish shalayachom lachlabay shema nisharobay tzitzuchei cholav shalakum. Imagine this. You don't use, the minig is, you don't use the same bucket that they use for their milk. Because Shema Nishru by Tzuchei Cholav Shalai B'Kachavim. Maybe there are remnants of Cholav Akum in it. Mir B'di'eved Ein Lachu Shul Chalzeh. B'di'eved when HaChayishish will be Bafu. V'Shvachais, and this B'di'eved, the Chachmasad says only B'Hefzim Meruba. V'Shvachais, Shecholvais HaBehemais B'Beis Yisrael. We're going to learn this. It doesn't come up in the 21st century. But if you would have Goyisher maids or workers that are milking in a Jew's home, or B'dir Shalem in the corral, you're leaving your Goyisher workers to milk the cows, and you're going away. It has to be that between where you are and where they are, there's no base of your Kechavim Mafsik. There's no Goyisha home in between. So there's nothing between you and him, no Davatame. You're allowed to allow them to milk. Since he's in the Jew's home, or near the Jew's home, we're not Goyisha for a Davatame. Aval and base of Yekachavim Mafsik. Between you and him, there's a Goyisha home. We're afraid that milk is going to come from the guy's home, to the Jew's home. Why would milk come from the guy's home to the Jew's home? It's a strange kashash. But still, it doesn't fit in the original takana, and therefore they ask her. The Shach in Yud Aleph brings that they are mekim and b'di'eved because of the reason I just said. Afilu Yisrael kot naiktana. And even a child, ma'ilim da'ivik kechavim mirtas lufneim, the guy is afraid. V'chovai ayivik kechavim miktas behemais. V'loi hayasham Yisrael. What happens? Here's an interesting shayla. The guy, he said earlier, the Jew has to be there b'tchilas hachaliva. What happens if he came late? The Mashkiach came late. And the guy already milk miktas behemais, v'loi hayasham Yisrael. And there was no yid there. V'achakach ba Yisrael el acherim. And then the Jew came at the end of the milking. Achshav b'zman hazeh she'enchol avdav v'tami matzi klal mutter. Now here we have a hard Ramah. And the Shach and the Taz struggle to understand this. We'll have to come back to it. Let's at least learn what's shver. What's the case? M'chol v'y oivik kechavim miktas behemis. The Mashkiach came late. That's what's saying. They have the whole plant ready to go, ready to milk, and the Mashkiach is putting on a Rebbeinu Tamtefillin. So they get already aggravated with him, and they decide that they're starting the milking without him. So they started milking, and then he comes in. And then the yid came late. Now it's mutter. Even though it doesn't have one tray for animal, if the yid was not there the entire time, then
what's the
it's awesome.
He has the same idea for the first.
So what's the difference if he missed half of it? Now you said half, that's a tricky word. If he missed the mir of it, l'chayra we have a kula. Because if it's raiv chol of kosher and miyot chol of tameh, then there should be a bittel, because min b'minay min ha-tayra is batel b'raiv. Min d'rabbanah min ha-tayra is batel b'raiv. So the Taz and the Shach and the Tzvilah Tzadik on the bottom, there are three pshatim in this Ramah, and the pshatim are like Rachik Mizrach Mimarev and how they work out. I wanted to finish the Aleph, but I guess we'll come back to it. We also have to come back to the question of dairy equipment. The dairy equipment shaila is actually here on the page. A kalim of chol avakum, whether it's us or not. So I guess we'll leave those two, Mirtz Hashem, here for next time.